iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter. I am here with September Morning as our special guest here on the portable iRockRadio.me studios. How are you?
Hello.
What a show you just put on.
Oh, thank you, man.
Unbelievable. It was everything we possibly could have imagined in seeing you. When you put this together, it's actually been in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
And you kind of, from what I gathered, you put together this project kind of, I guess, dare I say, in a backwards manner, where you put together the theme first?
Well, I mean, it's backwards for most bands, but for me, it always started as a transmedia project, so it always started as something that came from a storyline. So the story was written first, the characters were developed first, and then I was like, okay, now I'm going to bring this into the live theater realm or music realm, whatever, and make a live show out of it, you know, after I developed the characters in the comic book and everything like that. And that's what we did, and every album has a comic book that comes out with it in tandem with it, so that, you know, you get the actual story alongside with the music. So it all kind of plays together.
Have you been a part of any bands in the past previously that you, you started doing this theme?
And I never did this before. Like, this is the first transmedia project I've ever attempted. It just seemed like the right time to do it because of the music business being in the shitter like this.
You can say that, it's internet.
But, you know, I wanted to do something that wasn't just so reliant on just, you know, the music. I mean, of course, I'm a musician, you know, I love music, and it's the backbone of the project, you know, along with the storyline. But I thought that, you know, going forward as a progressive sort of like band, we wanted to do something that was a little bit more all-encompassing, you know, and really brought people into a world, you know, and developed the world with the fans, and like just brought them in. So when they come to see September Morning, they know what they're getting into. It's like going to see Harry Potter on screen or going to see Star Wars. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to go enter this universe for 2 hours and I'm going to live in it, you know? And that's what you do when you go see a really good movie.
Absolutely.
And that's not what you do when you see bands, you know, it's usually a little bit different, but
we
wanted to change that and do something to like make this its own universe.
Yeah, it's not just if you're, you know, you've just been introduced to September Morning's music over the last 6 months here on iRockRadio. It's not just the video. It's not just the theatrics on stage.
Yeah.
It's also a comic book. It's also, what was it on MTV also?
We were going to do some like webisodes on MTV Geek, but MTV Geek folded, so we couldn't do them. But we're going to actually announce something that's coming up that we're going to be doing that takes like the TV element of it. So, you know, we're going to be developing that very soon, like when I get home from tour.
You don't have many days off right now.
Yeah,
so.
I know. It's just when I get back home, we're going to be working on some stuff.
And you've certainly been introduced to a lot of different audiences. I mean, typically it with the theatrics, it makes sense opening up for bands like Marilyn Manson and Mushroom Head. Then complete opposite, I guess, with Lacey Sturm.
Right.
How did that go?
I think it's good with Lacey. I like playing with more radio bands because our music isn't. I love the guys in Combi Christ, and we're with them right now. But our music is very different. You know, they're more heavy and industrial with a very stagnant form and beat. And we have a lot of ebb and flow to our music, and we have a lot of lyricism to it, and it's just a different type of musical genre. So it's kind of like people look at us and they see the theatrics and they're like, oh, it's going to be heavy, and then they listen and they're like, oh, it's like got all this stuff in it, because it follows a story. It doesn't just follow a musical palette. So if you're following a storyline, stories go from A to Z all the time. So I feel like the music has to encompass that. So that's why we do it like that.
I saw that you also opened up for Rat. Now that's a completely different.
Oh God, that was like a one-off. That was like a one-off, and it was very odd, and none of the people in the audience.
When you read show prep on the internet, you never know what is.
No, we
what
didn't
the
tour with them or anything.
It.
We just did like a one-off at Irving Plaza in New York City, and it was just, I don't know what that was. That was it. It was an interesting show. Those guys were really nice. They kept on saying I was like, what was that girl in that band from a long time ago? The guys in Rat were like, you remind me of somebody in an old band. I can't remember what it is, but they said this band that I had never heard of, and I'm like, I had to look her up on the internet, but they're like, oh, you remind me of her, and it's so funny. They're nice guys though.
What I'd like to know is, what is it like being a rock slash melodic in theatrical metal band.
Yeah.
Playing at Comic-Con.
Oh, that's awesome. It's very cool. Because those guys get and it. How, like, comic book fans
did, now,
get it.
How did that come about? Did it come about through the actual having the comics? And
yeah, of course. So. It's all about that, yeah.
But how did that actually come into place where you worked out the comics and be able to distribute them?
I mean, it started from the comics.
Right.
I started this project with Mark Silvestri.
Right.
I literally messaged him on a social media website, and I was like, I have this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, I have this crazy idea for a transmedia project that puts comics and music together in the same sort of form, and puts it together in the same sort of world. And he was like, who are you and why are you messaging me? And I was like, can
some
I please?
Some crazy girl is.
Yeah, you know, but he was intrigued. He was like, okay, what's going on? So he gave me his number, and I called him at the office. And we had like a 2-hour conversation about it. And after that, he flew out to New York, and he was going to see some people at Image or something like that. And he flew out to New York, and we had dinner, 6-hour dinner, and talked about the whole thing. And I told him, this is what I want to do. This is my like 5-year plan on this band. And like, wow. And he was like, okay. He's like, I'll do it with you. So, and I needed somebody like Mark because he has, you know, he's incredible, but he also develops very strong female leads in comic books. Like, if you know anything about Mark Silvestri, he's developed the Witchblade, and he's developed like the Angelus, and like a lot of very strong Magdalena, like a lot of strong female leads that are sexy, but also very intelligent, very highly skilled, like assassins, basically. Like, you know, they can kick a lot of butt. So, you know.
So I should be worried about being locked in a room here with
you. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but, and that's, and September was, you know, I wanted her to be this crazy Valkyrie Reaper chick. And, you know, and I was like, who could I go after that would get this vision? And Mark got it, you know.
Awesome.
He's an amazing dude.
All right. We are here with September Morning. We're going to take a break, come back, go into to some music. We've been playing 20 Below. Should we go into the single that kind of started it all? Or what would you like us to play?
How about Eye of the Storm?
September Morning on iRockRadio.me.